undertaken by Albania to align domestic laws and policies with international human rights instruments. We likewise positively note the operationalization of the Social Fund, which has expanded social services across municipalities, benefiting marginalized populations, as well as best practices in participatory and gender budgeting. In a constructive spirit, we recommend that Albania amend existing laws to remove all exceptions that allow marriage for children under the age of 18 and prohibit forced marriage, intensify education and awareness programs to address patriarchal norms and customs that perpetuate gender inequalities and violence against women and girls, ensure the full enforcement of laws, including the new broadcasting code for audiovisual media, to combat hate speech and all forms of discrimination affecting minorities, migrants, refugees, and asylum seekers, especially women and children, and step up efforts to resolve civil registration issues faced by minority populations in the interest of inclusion and equality. In closing, the Philippines wishes Albania success in this UPR cycle. Thank you.
I thank the Philippines and give the floor to the distinguished representative of Poland.